Glad you're back with us on Texans Extra Points. Drew Doherty, Tanya Ganguly of ESPN, and John Harris of HoustonTexans.com. He's our Texans analyst here in Denver on the road before the Texans take on the Broncos. We talked all about Brian Cushing coming back to practice. We haven't really touched on Arian Foster and Andre Johnson. And I don't know about you guys, but do we take number 80 and his greatness for granted? Because he just does so many wonderful things so often and so well that it seems like we're almost taking it for granted. Am I the only one here, or are you?
You know, I covered the Jaguars before I came to Houston, and the Jaguars have had so much trouble trying to get an elite receiver. They've tried and tried and tried, and off-the-field things just all the time. When I got here, that was the thing. I mean, every time I saw Johnson, I was like, it's so cool to watch someone this talented. Because, you know, he was so many years into his career, he was a decade into his career, but he still makes plays that you just drop your jaw sometimes.
And he did that this week in Denver during practice.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the great thing about practice, because if Andre doesn't play on Saturday night, obviously the Houston fans lose out. But I'll tell you what, the team got a lot of work because he got 11-on-11 reps. He got 7-on-7 reps. And he made a couple of Denver Bronco defensive backs look silly with the way that he runs his routes and he gets open. And it was awesome juxtaposing what Andre was doing with what Demaryius Thomas is doing. And you could see Thomas heading in that same direction. And it struck me how much talent would have been wasted had Peyton Manning not come to Denver for Demaryius Thomas. But I agree with you, Drew. Absolutely. We take Andre for granted. And if Andre weren't here, sure, we'd have DeAndre Hopkins and Devere Posey, Mike Thomas, and a bunch of other guys. But we'd have a bunch of other guys. We wouldn't have one of the greatest and a potential Hall of Famer. So I absolutely agree. I think we definitely take him for granted. And that's a shame that he goes out, he catches 100 balls a year, and we go, yeah, it's just Andre.
You talked about him making some defensive backs look foolish. You know, another guy who did that this week was Arian Foster. He's a running back, obviously. Coming out of the backfield, though, lining up wide, we're going to see him do some different things in this offense. And there was a little snippet on Tuesday where he was lined up in 7-on-7 drills. And I hear, fish out of water. It's the old Marco Polo joke, or not joke, but part of the Marco Polo pool game. And there's somebody from Denver yelling that right before the ball was snapped. Well, Arian ran his route, caught a touchdown. He's not really a fish out of water. He can catch the ball, and that's something we're going to see a lot of this year.
Get used to it, because that's, to me, and you mentioned the word running back, the words running back, I don't look at him that way. He's running back. He's slot receiver. He's perimeter wide receiver. He's everything you really want in an offensive weapon. So to me, he's more than just a running back, and I think that adds, he has so much with his value in both the passing game and the running game that you can't just label him as a running back. He's not Adrian Peterson.
I think that was a really underrated aspect of what went wrong with the Texans last season on offense, because he changes everything about their game, the passing game and the running game. And it's so hugely important to have him out there, because he's a special player. I mean, he has vision that other guys don't have. He has ability that other guys don't have. And, you know, his health is something that I'm definitely going to be watching this year with the Texans.
Yeah, and fluid is a word I use to describe, and most people use to describe, his running style. Looks pretty fluid when he goes out there and catches the ball. Do you guys think we see him tonight? I mean, I don't know that we see any of these star, quote-unquote, stars for the Texans.
Today on Thursday when I asked Bill O'Brien if he would feel comfortable not seeing these guys in preseason games and then just throwing them into the regular season game, I think the fact that they've had so much time against opponents in practice gives them a little more comfort. These aren't guys where you have to see what they're like under the lights, because they've done that plenty of times. But I think he's a little more comfortable with that because of these joint practices.
Yeah, dead on. Those five practices have meant the world. You don't have to see them on Saturday night. You can allow the other guys that need to fight for a roster spot to have the stage on Saturday night. I mean, Tony put it best. That's what these practices have been for, and they've worked out perfectly.
All right, when we come back, I'm going to find out from you two what will make tonight a success. But this feels successful. I'll pat myself on the back before we get going here. This is Texans Extra Points. We're coming right back.